So awesome. So, no, I appreciate you all sharing, and hopefully that brings forth a little bit of healing, because oftentimes it's kind of good to know you're not the only one. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not in it by yourself. And all of us, as I said earlier, we go through so many things in life that sometimes it's just automatic for us to deny it, to detach from it, to drug it. It's like, it's instinct. So as soon as I feel stress, as soon as I feel pain, as soon as I feel suffering, boom, I get right to it without even processing it. And what we're doing here is to slow down, bring that up to the surface and say, hey, this is what I do. Now, God, help me with this. And how do I follow you or meet you in my suffering or in my pain? Okay, that's what this is all about. So the short message I'm going to preach today is called This Is Not Easy. Okay, this is not easy. Oftentimes we're trying to get to easy as quick as possible. We're trying to get to comfortable as quick as possible. But guess what? It's not that easy. All right. I forgot there's a second half of the video, but I guess we're about to skip it. I got juiced up. All right. We might watch that at the end. Okay. But this is not easy. So I want to read something. Anytime you see this black book, this is kind of my personal journal and a lot of my thoughts and meditations and stuff I read. My goal is to fill it up this year. I'm almost there. I got all y'all names in the back. You know what I'm saying? It's like to pray for y'all. And so when I pull this out, this is like the heavy hitter stuff. So what I'm about to read to you is not easy. Okay. It's not easy. And I want to encourage you, do not go for easy all the time. Because oftentimes we cannot escape the hard and difficult things of life. So I like to say it like this. Either you can have it easy now or hard later. Or hard now or an easy later. So I try to do the hard right up front. So later on, it can be easy. All right. That's just. All right. Here we go. So I want to read this to you. This is the great paradox of Jesus's teaching. The great paradox of Jesus' teaching. And I think this is going to bless you. But it's very challenging. OK, I'm going to be real. And this is what we're practicing our way to. Okay, so we're not trying to be perfect. We're not trying to get there in one day. We're not trying to stop all the habits today. What we're trying to do is teach us how to be with Jesus. And as we are being with Jesus, we become like him and start doing the things he did. That's it. Okay, I'm like my mom a lot because I've been with her for so long. Now, I didn't know I was becoming like her. And then after real, I was like, wow, I'm a lot like my mom. Why? I wasn't trying to be like her, but because I've been with her and spent so much time with her, that's what it is. I find myself thinking like my wife and doing stuff like my wife do. And I'm like, I ain't trying to be like this woman, but because I'm with her all the time, like, I start becoming like her and doing some of the same stuff she do. That's how it is with Jesus. All right. So let me read this to you. As long as you need your life to go a certain way to be happy and at peace, you will never be happy and at peace. Whew. All right. Y'all ready? All right. I'm telling you. All right. As long as you need your life. Let me read it. To go a certain way to be happy and at peace, you will never be happy and at peace. Think about that. Because sometimes we have the thoughts, if I had this, then I would be happy and at peace. If I wasn't in this, I'd be a happy at peace. If this person would do this, then I'd be a happy and at peace. As long as you have those thoughts and you really believe that, you will never be a happy or at peace. Instead, you will live with a nagging undercurrent of fear of what Jesus calls anxious care. This underlying fear will sabotage your happiness and your growth into the person God has called us to become, a person of love. Because as long as we need our lives to go a certain way to be okay, despite our best intentions to love well, we will manipulate, bully, and hurt those around us whenever they get in between us and our attachments. So when someone gets in the way of us and my life need to go this way, we start to manipulate them so they can fit in our circle so we can be at peace with life and happy. All right. Does that make sense? All right. I can send this to y'all if y'all want. Okay. The difference between being spiritually mature and immature, watch this, are those who are willing to suffer pain over causing pain. So if you want to be spiritually mature, I'm willing to suffer pain instead of cause pain. So Jesus said, I'm willing to suffer pain on your behalf instead of make you go through that pain. All right. We can talk about that later at another date. The end goal of our spiritual journey is to trust and surrender to Jesus as my one true source of happiness. All right. That's the end goal. That the like, I'm happy because I really have this relationship with Jesus and it fulfills me to my core. That yes, pain, suffering, bad things are going to happen. I'm going to cry. I'm going to feel those emotions. I'm not going to detach from them. I'm not going to drug them. I'm not going to, whatever the other D was, deny it. But I'm going to deal with my pain. I'm going to feel it. And guess what? Even though it sucks, I still have joy. I still have peace. I still have happiness because I got Jesus. Now, we say that as a cliche until some stuff hit the fan. All right. Suffering is a gift no one wants. When we can attach to him in a different way. And the hard truth is, remember, this is called This Is Not Easy, that peace is gained through suffering. It's hard. I know it's hard truth. Okay. But somehow Jesus tells us in John 16:33, I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. So Jesus is about to say something. And the reason he's saying it is so we can have peace in him. And this is what he said. He said, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. You are going to go through stuff. If you rocking with Jesus and walking with him, you going through stuff. If you're not rocking with him and deny him and serve some other God, you're going through stuff. He's saying all of humanity, all 8 billion people on earth, whether they're rich or poor, whether they have kids or don't have kids, it doesn't matter the state, whether you're young or old, you're going to go through something. Look what Jesus said. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. And that's Jesus' message is, yes, I know you're going to go through some stuff in this world, but you can take heart. You can be of good courage because the thing you're going through, I've already overcame it. And if you can meet me in the middle of your pain, of your confusion, of your questions, of your suffering, if you can meet Jesus in the middle of that, he's going to give you something that the world can never take away. And low key, he's probably already given it to you if you just realize it. There's some stuff you've been through. You should have went crazy. You still here in peace. There's some stuff you've been through. You should have lost your mind. You don't know how you can overcome it, but you still here in peace. And for that, we can thank God. Okay. All right. So since this is unescapable, we have a decision to make. And the decision is, do we deny our pain? Do we detach from it? Do we drug it? Or do we deploy it to Jesus? And my encouragement to you all, no matter what phase of life you're in, no matter what you're going through, deploy it to Jesus. God, I don't know what to do. This is what it looked like in real life. I don't know what to do with this. I am struggling. God, I give it to you. God, I don't even know what that means by saying I give it to you, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. I need your help. What do you want me to do? And God is telling us, I just want you to spend time with me. Y'all, that might be the answer to everything in this ministry. I'm going to keep saying it until we start seeing the fruit of it. Spend time with him. Slow down. Don't watch the Super Bowl today. If you want to watch it, fine. But you ain't got to watch it. You can actually take Super Bowl time and spend time with Jesus. That's an actual choice we can make. All right. Like slow down and spend time with him. And that's going to help us practice being with him and practice getting through what we're going through. Because God is trying to get something to us and through us. I promise you, he's trying to bless us. I promise you he is. He said, I came to give you life and it more abundantly. God is trying to get a blessing to us and through us. But he's like, I don't want the blessing to destroy you. Think about that. If we're, where the screen go? If we are, I'm going to say this and I'm done. All right. If think about it. If God is trying to get a blessing to us and through us, and he's like, okay, if I bless them with, they're praying to me, and I say, okay, God, they praying for some finances, but they drugging it? God, like, I don't want to destroy you by giving you this blessing, and now you spend all the blessing on drugging it as soon as something bad happens in your life. Like, they detach? Now they going to, you know, I don't know, just leave everybody, go into a five-star hotel. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But like God is protecting us when he doesn't release his blessing upon us. Because we have to become the type of people to be able to receive the blessing. Does that make sense? It's called capacity. Somebody explained it to me. Explained this on social media. I thought it was perfect. He took a bottle of water, a cup. Who cup is this? Can I see this bottle? Thank you. He took a cup and he said, let's say we got the whole Atlantic Ocean available to us. Can you pour the whole Atlantic Ocean in this bottle?
No.
Why is that? It's too small. The capacity of this bottle cannot contain it. There's nothing wrong with the water in the ocean. We have access to the ocean water. What's wrong is the vessel it contains. And in order for this vessel to receive more water, it has to grow and get bigger. Well, when you spend time with Jesus and doing the practices we're talking about, God does something to our spirit where it grows us and our capacity grows and we're able to handle more. Not only we're able to handle more blessings, but we're able to handle more pain and persecution. Because God said, when I bless you, it's going to come with persecution. People talking about you. And instead of you clapping back, guess what? You like, Lord, I give them to you. Forgive them for they know not what to do. Y'all, does that make sense? So my encouragement to everybody, let's just follow Jesus. All right. My bad. We supposed to watch this second half of the video. We gonna watch this video and then we're done. Yes, we gonna watch it. We gonna watch this the second half of the video and then we done. All right. We gonna pray out and we gonna leave. Amen. All right. Let's do it. All right. Thank you so much for watching this. And my prayer is that you all can practice these things. Right. So it's not a requirement. All of us have to make a choice. Right. Which direction we're going to take in this life and what we're going to practice, what we're going to improve upon. Right. A lot of times I think we come to churches like, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. Listen, we mean this. You are free. We want you to make a decision based off what you need and what you want and where you're going. We encourage you to practice this. We can't force you to. You know what I'm saying? So really, like, think about what is God speaking to me and where is God leading me and what does God calls me to do? I'm not going to hold you up. I want y'all to be a part of the ministry. Like, seriously, we're in phase one. We are building. We are going somewhere. I want to be your pastor. I want to love on you. I want to pour into you. I want to witness God transform your life from the inside out. All right. So if there's anyone in here, and I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or stand up, but you want to be a part of this ministry, listen, there's a piece of paper right on this back table right here. It has QR codes. Oh, it's right here. It has, if you need prayer, if you just want to stay in touch and want reminders, if you want to become a member of the Beloved Church, scan this QR code, fill out a simple form, and then myself or someone else on the team will reach out to you to welcome you, and we will meet with you, just have conversations with you, kind of explain where we're at in our different phases. Here's a Practice in the Way course. Anyone can scan this QR code, create a free account, and you have access to all 8 of these videos and a digital workbook to kind of work through these practices. And this is the first thing we will encourage you to do once you become a part of this ministry. And then you can support the ministry through giving as well. And you can leave a 5-star review on Google. All right. So we want you to be a part of this ministry. If that's a decision you want to make today, we're excited. If that's a decision you need to process and pray about, we're excited. If that's a decision that is a no-go, we're excited, okay? Because we just want what God has for you, and we want you to be where God is leading you to be in this season. All right, does that make sense? Okay. All right, before we pray out, please, you can support financially through giving. Again, this is not our forever home. Okay. We are looking to buy a new space, buy a building. We're looking probably start the leasing somewhere, renting out a place. And then from there, owning a spot, okay? And with that becomes a lot of financial stuff. We need, you know, equipment and soundboards and keyboards and drums and all types of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So please support us financially. You can do it online. We have envelopes if you want to do a cash by check or a check in the back. And if you have any questions, let me know. And if you do not have a relationship with Jesus, let me know, okay? And we can say a prayer and make sure you're connected with Jesus, all right? All hearts and minds are clear. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you for being good. Thank you for loving us, that we may receive your love and give it away. Thank you for helping us restore people back to wholeness by leading them to follow you, Lord Jesus. So God, we just want to say we love you. We thank you for meeting us in our pain, and that we don't have to deny, we don't have to detach, we don't have to drug, but God, we can meet you in our emotional pain and the things we're going through. So God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for caring about us. We thank you for your great promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you for your divine protection as we continue to pursue you in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Before you leave, shake somebody's hand. Say, nice to see you. Nice to meet you. We don't want to take nothing home, so drink and eat and have a good one.